Rita Ford, yes,
that's right.
But that ain't what got the birds here in this country. Everybody comes to the conclusion that it's a fine.
Maybe.
Well, not only that, other birds, of course, Ford's good as y'all, but it used to be whippoorwills. You know, they made their nest on the ground. What the old common whippoorwill, other birds, they just did. Everybody just take it as fine as turn it, but that could be wrong. Fact of it, we hadn't been any kind of raised in this country in 10 years. And yet people quit.
Other birds have disappeared?
That's right, sure, other birds. Birds that make their nest on the ground, you know, and live on the ground. Of course, they fly, but like pies, you know, but they disappear. They sure have. I used to love birds, and I never was a good shot. But we never kept bird dogs out of the house, but other people did. But but you walk yourself to death. But sometimes they ride horseback. But bird hunting, that's hard on you. Kicking in brows, you know, and all.
You know, quail.
Yeah.
But I'm the same way you are. But the first time I ever chewed tobacco, I swallowed it. And I saw a double, and I had the best bird hunting day I ever had. Shit hunting quail.
Yeah.
I mean, dove. I was seeing two birds, and I must have been aiming the right one.
You killed them, were you?
Yeah.
Well, I never was much of a shot. Now I'm very poor shot now. Very poor. You want some coffee?
No, I don't care for any. If you want some.
We'll make some of that.
How do you like your coffee?
What do you mean?
Some people like your coffee. Well,
strong. I like mine strong. But now you know you can get some packaged coffee. It's good and some not. I don't know if somebody just don't make good coffee. I imagine it's using some kind of substitute in some.
And you're only paying $3 a pound for it.
Over $3, that's right. It's rough, too. Yeah. We drink a lot of coffee. Well, my wife doesn't drink, but I drink a lot of coffee, yeah.
Would you like it with anything in it?
Sugar. That's all.
That's right. You had coffee, sugar and
that's
coffee.
Right.
But some people take their coffee. They like just
straight coffee. And then some like cream and sugar and coffee.
Is that what you drink every day, or
every morning when I get up, before breakfast, I make coffee, and then at 10 o'clock, after we were at home, we brought coffee to the field. We had coffee at 10 o'clock, and then that was it until the next morning, and that's what it is. Well, I do drink an evening some, but that I was raised that way, so. 10 o'clock come, we had coffee. So my mother made it, brought it in a hot bottle, wrapped paper around it or something. We had coffee. We didn't make it in veal. It brought the veal to us.
But other games that you played maybe when you were younger, did y'all ever make anything around at school that stick a stomp in the ground?
You talking about horseshoes?
Yeah.
No, we never played that like that. I've seen that played. We never did play that like that. No. Now, when we were kids, we used to have a little gin down in the place, and we tore it up and got the saws out of it, you know, and roll them down the path, and get out there with a stick and see who could knock it down. So, man, we used to spend evening and evening. Well, that was practicing to how to kill rabbit running. Just, you know, one spin, it'd roll. It'd go a long ways, and we'd be lined up all front, you know, throwing sticks at it. But you could get practice of when you rabbit. When we were small, we didn't catch a good rabbit hunting, they're little ones, but they catch sticks. Dog would run around by us, so we a lot of times we'd kill them with sticks. But the older boys used guns.
Huh. What about something that you get a board and put it up on a stall, and one person get on one end and one on the other, and they start.
See, so, oh yeah, we've had all that kind of stuff, sure. When we were a chap, we'd sure that.